In other news.
To determine why and how the towers collapsed.
Kind of scary to have this helicopter hovering around.
We walk up to him and confront him. They can't stand that.
Welcome to Another News. I'm Jeff Brady. In past shows, we've reported in depth about the various realms of stalking, gang stalking, etheric, and electronic attacks. This realm is discussed in context of our landscape, buildings, hilltops, water towers, steeples, and schools festooned with antennas, drums, and panels, beaming microwave transmissions that can disrupt our bioelectric fields, causing cancer, mood alteration, and sleep deprivation. It's an ongoing battle across communities in our current society. Type it in your search engine. Microwave antennas, communities fight back, schools, cancer, to find out more information. Past guests such as Carissa Conti, Don Croft, Richard Bruce, Robert Guffey, and Dr. John Hall corroborate the use of directed radio frequency, sound, and or microwaves known as psychotronic weapons to target individuals. We also discuss this realm in the context of using simply made organite that can provide a specific type of protection, utilizing positive orgone energy. Another bit of background is to connect to the work of Wilhelm Reich's discovery of deadly orgone radiation, plus psychic awareness and real-time tracking satellite surveillance. We're joined today by returning guest Laura Wisey and her husband, Dr. Steve Smith. Laura's nickname is Dooney, and her website is called donebydooney.com. For more than a decade, Laura has helped people with remote healings, energy attacks, cord and entity removals, and chakra tune-ups. However, Laura hasn't been helping people very much this year because of the intense attacks set against her and her husband. Dr. Steve Smith is a chiropractor who graduated from Palmer College, and at that time he was introduced to the Berkeley Psychic Institute by a fellow student who suggested he get a reading. Steve's clairvoyance was recognized, and he finished a year-long spiritual training program there, and at around the same time he graduated from Palmer College. His website is 4QuantumHealing, the number 4QuantumHealing.com. Buckle up, listeners. We're going to hear some interesting accounts of interference from Laura and Steve, and we'll go behind the scenes a bit into what happened with the Zapper and Organite Premium at WBAI. Laura and Steve, welcome to In Other News.
Thank you.
Good to be here.
Things have really ramped up since our last interview in terms of computer hacks, taking down websites, electronic attacks, attacks in the etheric realm. And recently, someone close to Don and Carol Croft has unexpectedly passed away. I mean, before we jump into this topic, it might be helpful for listeners to hear an overview of the many components to the human body in addition to the physical form that we can see. Would you please describe the various subtle forms of the body in the etheric realm?
Well, what I'm familiar with and what I work with in my working with clients is mostly the chakras and the aura. That's what I'm really familiar with, the seven energy centers in the body. There's extra ones in the hands and the aura that surrounds your whole body. That's what I mostly work with and what I have a lot of experience with. I think Steve-O has more experience with other subtle energy forms in the body that he can talk about.
So when I'm working with clients through the avenue of my healing work, which is billed as a chiropractor but is quite atypical in its holistic and spiritual breadth and depth of work that I do, I'm trying to help people to detoxify their bodies, which simply allows them to become more able to hold higher energy, more light, if you will, more frequencies that are in alignment with our true self, our normal way of being. And a lot of people don't realize just how toxic their body has become and how that has compromised their ability to hold this light. And so as their light dims, they become weaker and sicker on a physical level and on a spiritual level. And so over time, what I see happening is that a lot of people have become such low density or low vibration individuals that they have no hope of ever reconnecting with source.
And you can tell that in if you look at their chakras and their aura. All that stuff will show up in those energy centers. And so the work that I do is like helping people ground, you know, ground anybody else's energy out of their space. And also I will actually work on each chakra to get them spinning, to get them the proper color, the proper size, everything like that. And it all goes, you know, the chakras are where we tie in spiritually to our physical body. So any work you do on the chakras is going to affect everything else. And the kind of work that Steve-O does it from a physical level where, like he was saying, when you detox, your energy centers are able to work better. So it all goes together. It's really hard to separate out the spiritual and the physical. We are a being in a body, you know, so we have to make sure we maintain that body to use it optimally as a spirit, as a being.
And each of these chakras has a optimum spin rate for them to function, to bring spiritual information, downloading it into the body via the endocrine glands. And so where you see people having a lot of problems with adrenal stress, adrenal fatigue, or problems with their thyroid or pineal gland or pituitary gland, oftentimes there's a spiritual corollary that needs to be brought to the person's attention so that they can improve the energetics, which will then allow the body to raise its vitality and wellness.
A spiritual corollary, then there's the energetic field on top of that, and then there's the endocrine system. Can you give us an example maybe of a spiritual issue that somebody has that has affected through the energetic field and then into the endocrine system? Steve? Laura?
Can you hear us?
Yes, I can. I was about to call back.
Oh, that's weird. Yeah.
Okay, I can hear you now.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay, I guess we've got some NSA friends on the line.
Hello to everybody joining us on this call.
And your handlers and their bosses and their bosses and their bosses and their bosses and their bosses.
We're boosting you.
We love you all.
I guess you guys didn't know that you were going to do a session here.
Yeah, really.
You know,
we never know what's going to happen next. Our life is just a wild adventure now.
And you have to be prepared for anything, really.
So what I was saying to answer your question, getting back on track, was if you just look at the pattern of love versus fear, the two opposites in this duality 3D existence that we're living in reality, they're two sides of the same coin, and the more we use our light, the more we use our love, we can integrate the darkness, and that brings us back into a state of grace and wholeness with our heavenly source. And if someone has become so disconnected from heavenly source that they forget that God is real, Goddess is real, heavenly source is real, then all manner of other influences come in, and before you know it, you're playing the Lucifer rebellion game of what's in it for me, who do I have to cheat, rob, and steal from to get what I think I need, and it all becomes service to self ego at that point, because you're out of love and you're stuck in fear. So when you're stuck in fear, you feel disconnected from source, and you're in a constant state of anxiety, because that's not your normal state of being. And so as your anxiety continues over time, your adrenal glands will exhaust, because you're not meant to live on fight or flight as a normal state of being. It's supposed to be a relaxed, loving state of being. And so when your adrenals are called upon constantly to go, 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 they only have a finite level of being able to do that. They can't keep up with pedal to the metal, flooring it for adrenal response every day, all the time.
And if you think of all the influences in our world that are meant to keep us in fear, you know, just turn on the news and you'll get a big dose of fear just from what they're saying. Movies, books, you know, doctors. I mean, there are so many things that cause people to go into fear that they get overwhelmed and they don't know how to deal with it.
And they don't realize that they are being used as an energy generation system from energetic entities that require that energy to live, just like we need to breathe air to keep our bodies sustained with oxygen. And so when we are being mind controlled to not be conscious, we are serving unseen parasites, etheric parasites, 4D parasites, whatever you want to call them. They live on our fear. And so the prison that we live within, this matrix planet, is designed to keep us generating fear energy so that we can constantly feed them. And I resonate with the concept that if everyone on planet Earth would laugh for 24 hours straight, those parasites would die from starvation in one day. That's how powerless they are.
Well, how would we coordinate something like that?
I don't know. Maybe we could do the equivalent of the stadium wave and just everyone start laughing on their own and just tell them to spread it.
Yeah, that's the hard part, is to get people to realize how powerful they really are. You know, people just, they just figure, oh, that's the way it is. You know, life is a bitch and then you die. Sorry, I probably shouldn't swear. But that's what people think. You know, that's what we've been kind of conditioned to think, is that life is hard and then you die.
That's a lie.
It doesn't have to be that way. They literally do feed on our energy. They feed on our fear. So overcoming fear is like the number one job everybody should be doing.
Number one. The subtle body forms you've described are vulnerable to be affected by many things, including microwaves. For example, bringing a cell phone up to your ear, I'm told, punches a hole in your auric field. Would you tell listeners about your work, Steve and Laura, in etheric self-defense coaching?
Well, there's some basics that I learned back in the 80s at the Berkeley Psychic Institute that have stood the test of time as far as useful energetic techniques. Obviously, the first one is simply a grounding cord, an energetic visualized connection that you create between your first chakra near your coccyx, your tailbone, all the way down to the center of the planet. And there's many ways you can make grounding cords. I'm not saying this is the only way to make it. Some people like to create a grounding cord that goes from the left side of their heart, going in an elliptical curved shape down to the center of the planet, and then returning back to the right side of the heart in another elliptical curved direction. And so whatever system works for an individual, I'm happy that they're using something. It's just...
Right. There's not one way. There's, you know,
there's probably a billion ways to ground yourself. So mm-hmm. I just try to give people the idea, whatever works for you and feels comfortable, it's a very important tool to be grounded to planet Earth and try and drain foreign energy out of your space, because we all pick it up every day. Other people's energy, their well wishes, as well as their upsetness and their anger. I mean, road rage when you're driving, et cetera, all that stuff can build up into your body and create a spiritual etheric toxin.
I learned Steve's grounding method from him that he used in Berkeley Psychic Institute, and that's what I teach people. It's a very simple method. I really resonated with the stuff that he learned at Berkeley Psychic Institute that he taught to me. So that's what I've been putting out on my website, is you know, some really simple techniques that are really, really effective. So grounding is the really important one, clearing your chakras. I have a whole technique on just paying attention to each chakra for a few minutes. It doesn't take a lot. If you're good about doing it every day and, you know, being aware when your energy is getting kind of mucked up and you clear it, if you don't just go, oh, I'll do that tomorrow, I don't have time. You know, you have to really, especially now, you just have to really be aware of what's going on with your energy and fix it right away.
It's kind of like your car, your vehicle that drives your body, it takes your body different places. As a soul, your body is your vehicle, and it's easier to keep it clean by doing small things every other day or every day so that it doesn't get trashed and then you have to do a three-hour total detail job to get it back to looking presentable again. And so the more you're on your maintenance, spiritually speaking, the more you keep your space at a higher frequency where you can do the kind of things that are possible in such a clean state of high energy.
Right. So if your energy is clear, then you can start to do the really important work, which is the boosting, sending out energy, radiating love. That's where we really need to be getting to. That's why I feel really good about doing the coaching work, because I'm helping, you know, here's one more person that I'm helping to get their energy clear. And if they follow my directions, or, you know, if they find somebody else who they like that does the same thing, if they're doing that work, then they're able to do the really important work of putting that love energy out, which is what the planet really needs.
That's how we're going to shift the paradigm, is by bringing more people into this active role of radiating love as a conscious decision, instead of just kind of going through life living for the weekend.
And that's really the best self-defense, is to be able to do that. There's nothing more powerful than love in the universe. I'm convinced of it. We have seen it work so many times.
In the most dire of circumstances.
Yeah. Hmm. And it's the most important thing. That's why I think it's important to do this coaching work. And in fact, after talking to you about it, and after our friend Chuck died, I got really re-motivated to start coaching again. So I'm going to be doing that again.
Well, you guys were experiencing heavy etheric and probably electronic attacks this year, to the extent that it affected your coaching work, Laura. And well, this is very important for listeners to understand. Could you describe in detail what type of attacks occurred and what impact they've had on you both?
Well, we've always, I mean, ever since we started, met Don and Carol and started making Organite and, you know, doing this energy work and doing the gifting, we've been attacked a lot. But this year it became really, I don't know how to describe it, except it was intense. It was more intense than ever. We, you know, Steve gets attacked a lot by electronic beaming. You know, they just hit him in his head, like they're trying to give him a stroke. And it's really scary. You know, it's scary for me to watch. And of course, they feed off that fear when I get scared, and, you know, he gets attacked, and he gets scared or angry or upset. And so we realize that's happening, and we try and counteract it right away. But the electronic assault is really tough, because it can come at any time from anywhere. I mean, we are just surrounded by avenues of electronic assault. You know, our phones, our TVs, our computers, everything is an avenue for assault. So I have some tips on my website about how to fend off electronic assault. And what we use a lot is sound. We use the Slim Sperling Environmental Harmonizer, which Slim Sperling has actually died, but his wife is carrying on his work and still selling his products. What we do is I have these MP3s. I have one of a square wave. I have one of our Emerald Singing Bowl. And I have one of the ultra high C tone that I recorded. And if you play these MP3s through earbuds around the environmental harmonizer
that Slim made,
you can really help with the beaming and the radionics attacks, because it just puts I think it's 15 miles circumference.
Wow.
That little harmonizer puts out a field. And so that's one thing we do. It doesn't always do the whole job, but it sure helps. Especially, I think the square wave file that I have up there is one that if we're getting attacked really bad, we put that on, and it's very annoying to listen to, but it just helps cut the energy off. What else do we use? We'll do the singing bowl in person, the Emerald Singing Bowl, which Carol bought for us. She carries those on her website. It puts out this incredible heart energy, and it's like they can't resist it. You know, they can't fight it. It's like pure love energy. So we have these, you know, we have these tools that we use other than our own heart energy and our own boosting. And we've been using our Airstream as a refuge because it's made out of aluminum. They've made jokes for decades about the tinfoil hat, you know, and they make jokes about it because it actually works. You know, that helps repel attacks if it's an electronic assault. So we've been, you know, using our Airstream as a refuge for ever since this first started happening. We got the Airstream in January. And one of the first things that happened after we got into that Airstream and we were on our first trip, Carol was with us because we were down in Tucson and we were going to go to the bead shows and buy gemstones and, you know, generally have a good time. And so Carol, Steve, and I were sitting in the trailer watching a movie. We had just had dinner, I think, and we were just sitting there. And all of a sudden, our young dog, Sunshine, jumped up, hackles raised, looked at the ceiling, and was barking. Like, not just, she was barking like someone was attacking, and she was going to kill them. I mean, she was seriously barking. And I was just going to comment on it. And 2 seconds later, the three of us had water flung on our faces.
Moisture.
I don't know if it was water. And the three of us kind of reared back in the bench, on the bench seat that, you know, we were sitting in, the couch. And we were like, we were looking at each other like, what the heck was that? It was so bizarre. And, you know, Carol's been through a lot of bizarre things in her life. And she said this was probably the strangest thing that's ever happened to her.
Oh my God.
We had this moisture dripping down our faces. It was dripping down the arms of the couch. That's really weird, you know, for it to start breaking up right when I'm talking about this attack.
Yeah.
How does that sound now?
Much better.
Okay. We were sitting there on the couch. Our dog started barking. We got this moisture on our faces and dripping down the arms of the couch. And we just looked at each other kind of incredulously, like, you know, what was that? It was the strangest thing any of us has ever experienced. And we just immediately felt that it was an evil entity, and we just thought it was Lucifer, because that's just our scope of understanding of evilness. Is Lucifer is a name that we use to describe evil. And we didn't get scared, though. We started laughing. We opened a bottle of wine. We did a toast to Jesus and Mary Magdalene, and we just didn't let it become a big deal. But it was very, very strange, and I think it's the most supernatural thing that I've ever experienced, for water to come flying at us out of thin air in the inside of our trailer. There were no windows open. The air conditioning was not on. It wasn't raining outside. You know, there was
no natural way to explain it in 3D terms.
Yeah. And I immediately posted about it on my blog because I wanted to get, you know, I didn't know what was going to happen. I wanted to get the information out there. And we went to bed that night not knowing what was going to happen. I mean, Steve felt like this was a personal attack on him, and because of some of the energy work that he has done. And he said, I'm just going to fight it. And Carol and I said, we will be there with you. And I don't think any of us slept, though. I think we all went to bed and just kind of laid there. And, you know, nothing else happened.
Uh-huh.
But for that to have happened in the first place, and for our dog to have noticed, you know, I mean, she was ready to kill. You know, she was really defending us.
And she was intently staring up at the ceiling at this being.
Yeah, so that was the beginning of our year.
Okay, Steve, what do you think is happening? Are you, Laura, making a little more headway in helping people, and then there's some kind of punishment for it? Or do you see a direct correlation to the good work that you do, and then some retaliation?
Yes. I think it's both. I think everything that we do to achieve a spiritual self-mastery level threatens the hegemony of those who feel like they're controlling this plantation of ours, this planet of ours, and they don't want any of the slaves freed.
And we talk about it. You know, I talk about it on my blog. Steve talks about it to patients. You know, we do things like this radio interview, and they don't like it. It's threatening to them.
It doesn't take very many of us waking up to overthrow the plantation owners, and they know this. So what they do is throw trillions of dollars at cell phone tower technology, Roundup, the vaccine game. The whole thing is designed to keep people under control and mentally dumbed down so that they don't spiritually get free. And so we are some of their most feared opponents.
You had this very strange experience in the beginning of this year. Then, yeah. Were there other attacks later on in the year?
When we're home, Steve gets attacked a lot. He gets, you know, where they hit him in the head with the beaming. We get a lot of that beaming. I think I mentioned that earlier. And I get attacked a lot in my third chakra because they know that's my vulnerable spot because I'm such an empath. And Steve's an empath too, but he's just more able and more disciplined and more trained to fend off that kind of attack. And I've had to learn as I go, you know. I'm not quite where he is, but we're on the same path. I'm a little bit behind him in spiritual development, but so, you know, he's been my mentor and Carol has been my mentor for this kind of stuff because she's a lot like Steve where she's been aware her whole life and working on this stuff her whole life. So we kind of take it in stride because now what's happening is pretty much every day we get something that happens that challenges our ability to be neutral and to be out of fear and to be, you know, something. And sometimes it's something as awful as a beaming of the head. Sometimes it's something as simple as a piece of paper disappearing and then reappearing. You know, sometimes it's just little silly things and we laugh about it. And sometimes it's big physical things that they do to our bodies.
I call these spiritual pop quizzes to see if we can demonstrate our self-mastery. And sometimes we get an A, and sometimes we get a C, and sometimes we just need to take the test over again. So we get another opportunity to demonstrate that mastery. And if we can see that these are not horrible things, it's just part of the PhD program we're signed up for, spiritually owning our abilities. It's a challenge. It's work. And that's why I think some people have no interest whatsoever in doing it. They realize that it would be a lot of work to do, and they don't feel like going through that. They just want to enjoy their life and live for the weekend. And that's okay, too, because everyone in this reality gets free will.
And I was wondering, Steve, have you been able to determine origins of some of the attacks?
We usually try to find where the attack is coming from simply because then we can send our heart love energy like a laser beam right back to source. And that is usually the most direct way to stop the attack is to just love whoever's. It was like Yeshua, Jesus, says, love your enemies. I don't think he was saying that you need to, you know, go out and take an enemy for a beer down at the local pub. I think he meant literally love your enemy and they will resonate with that love. Or if they're absolutely choosing to be evil, then they will harden their hearts until their heart breaks and they may suffer a heart attack that's fatal, or who knows what they'll experience. But all we're doing is following Yeshua's teachings of love your neighbors like you love yourself, and love your enemies. I mean, love is the energy of creation in the entire multiverse. And if you are expressing that love energy, you are resonating with your heavenly source. And that's what we're all here to remember.
Are you seeing results when you're using this level of protection?
Absolutely. We will oftentimes, within seconds or minutes, feel a shift in the oppressive energy or the pain or the whatever's right. Perceived as an attack. We will almost invariably feel that shift very rapidly because we're getting more proficient at using our detection skills and realizing, oh gosh, here comes another attack. Okay, let's mm-hmm. go back into our, let's love them. Let's see who this one's coming from. Who's the source of this one? Is it some Jesuit coordinated attack, or is this a CIA thing, or is this a NSA thing, or is this a triad thing, or is this whatever? And then we just start focusing on sending that heartfelt energy right to that source that we're perceiving, and the confirmations are dramatic.
Yeah, a lot of times what they'll do to me is they'll make me feel very weak, like I'm going to faint, which is not a normal state for me. And I can tell, I can just tell, this is not me. This is, or sometimes I'll wake up with just a feeling of doom, like the world is going to end or something really bad is going to happen. And that's not my normal state of being. And so that's when I realize it's an attack. And as soon as I know that and I start doing the work, I'll work with crystals sometimes. I'll do my, you know, ground, I'll boost, I'll do whatever I've learned. And then, you know, 5 minutes later, I feel perfectly normal. I mean, it really is that quick. It's like a switch being flipped on and off. And that's how you know it's an attack and that you've made an effect, is that you feel better. I mean, we're both very spiritually aware. We're both very body aware. So we can tell when something really strange is going on, and we don't doubt it anymore. It's happened enough times that we know it's, you know, that this is all real. And I think that Lucifer attack in our trailer really made me feel that, yeah, all this stuff we've been doing all these years is real. All the stuff we've been doing in our chat groups and all the energy we've been sending out and all the enemies we've been loving on and defeating, it's all real. And so that was a really good confirmation for me. And it has helped me become more spiritually adept and more aware and more conscious. And it's just raised my frequency more this year. So that's been the big thing, I think, for us for this year, is just getting more and more higher consciousness because of all the stuff that we're going through and that we're handling. So
I was wondering about the clients that you're helping defend themselves, and if they're experiencing similar attacks. But also, are you able to evaluate what types of people your clients are, and do they all have something in common?
Well, it's been interesting because the last probably year, I've had a lot of people that I'm working on, and also people who just email me that never get a coaching, are being electronically assaulted. The electronic assault has gone way, way up. That's probably the question I get the most, is how do I stop this? And that's why I put up the etheric rescue tips for people to just, even if they can't get a hold of me, just get on my site and download those PDFs and try some of that stuff. That's what I've noticed the most, is that people who are, they're trying to become more awake and aware, and they're getting attacked electronically.
Have you noticed that maybe some of them are activists, or some of them are doing specific types of work that might raise their profile etherically?
No, not really, because I generally don't know that much about the people that I coach, which is kind of essential for me, because if I know too much about them, I become too empathetic with them. I become less objective, you know what I mean? Like if I hear their voice, or if I know what they do for a living, sometimes that stuff comes out later after I've coached them and we, you know, have more dialogue. But initially, I try not to know too much about the person, because I need to focus on their energy and not their personality or, you know, what they're up to. Stuff will come out in a coaching session. Sometimes what they do for a living will come out if they're talking about a coworker that's nasty or something. But I tend to have to remain really objective and a little bit detached, because I'm too empathetic and I get too involved in their emotions, and that doesn't work for me. So,
do you often hear from people who are asking how to protect themselves from other people that they work with?
Yeah, that actually happens a lot. You know, if somebody's in a corporation, especially like a big company or any type of office situation, you know, because people, much like children in schools, adults bring their dysfunction into their workspace. You know, it's kind of inevitable. That's where a lot of their aggressions will play out, or, you know, politics, and people just kind of go a little bit crazy. You know, like a boss will get power crazy because he doesn't have any power at home, that kind of thing. So I a lot of times will advise people on what to do with coworkers that they're having trouble with. And mostly what it is, besides grounding and learning how to boost, is get some Organite in your area, because the Organite really makes a huge difference in confrontational situations, we've found. That, you know, like when Don Croft gifted most of Atlanta, I think the crime rate went down after he did that. And that's been documented before. I think that happened in LA too, where Organite in your area, in your vicinity, really, really helps smooth out energy. We had a neighbor that was really out of control with all these big dogs, lots of noise, lots of barking, lots of, you know. And Steve went over there and planted Organite around their house, and they moved out within a few months. They were gone, you know. So it really, I can't say enough about the great effects of Organite, and that is a first line of defense for us. You know, anytime anything's going on, Organite is our first thing that we do, and we take it everywhere. We take it on all our trips, and, you know, we gift everywhere we go. So do Carol and Don.
The work that you and Steve do, and the work that Don and Carol do, and their etheric warriors is invaluable, I've learned. And in May of 2017, this show and other news offered Don Croft's Terminator Zapper as a premium, including a piece of Organite. WBAI program director Tony Bates joined me on the air, pitching and airing some of the Zapper testimonials. After the first hour, listeners responded generously. It was decided by WBAI to air the fundraiser again the next morning, and it did very well. It aired two more times, and I was told that the pledges totaled to about $25,000, just by playing it four times. Behind the scenes, emails and phone calls deriding the Zapper premium reached Bill Crozier, the executive director of the Pacifica Network. I found out that most of the people condemning the Zapper, including Bill, had never heard of the Zapper before or the work of Dr. Royal Rife. Here's an example of one of the emails. Quote, have you heard the new premium that WBAI offers? The quote, Zapper, this is not a parody. This is very serious, selling WBAI's listeners a battery-powered electrical device that they attach to their bodies ostensibly to create a negative ion field that kills parasites. That's completely wrong, what this person just wrote. It continues, one accident, one unanticipated heart attack, interaction with some other medical device or medication, development of irritations, tumors, dangers to one's pet. We'd not only have injured one or more listeners, but be put out of business by lawsuits that would ensue. This is somebody who has never heard of the Zapper before until he heard the fundraiser. And another producer and attorney wrote, we should fire off a collective letter to Pacifica to pressure WBAI to withdraw this humiliating fraud from being pushed on rather distressed individuals. Many of the uninformed emails described how the Zapper could harm listeners and result in lawsuits. This is interesting because what if the same scrutiny was brought against other premiums that the station uses, such as soaps or other products that are ingested into the body? Well, I then interviewed Executive Director Bill Crozier to get his reasoning behind making the decision to pull the Zapper premium. Respectfully, Bill had not heard about Dr. Royal Rife's scientific work in bioelectronics, and aside from not looking at the science behind the Zapper while continuing to state there isn't any scientific data, he said that even if he used a Zapper and it successfully treated an ailment or condition, he wouldn't attribute that success to the Zapper without published scientific data. These are producers, lawyers, board members, former board members. They circled the wagons and pressured the Pacifica executive director and the WBAI manager to return the pledge money back to the listeners. Weeks went by before a decision was made to fulfill the pledges, and in that time, listeners called. They visited the station in person. They emailed asking, where's my Zapper? Where's my Organite? And for that, I'm very thankful. The problem with critics of this premium is that they can't see how some of their statements infer that you, the listener, are not capable of making informed decisions. When I heard that listeners put pressure on WBAI to fulfill the premium, I knew that this was more powerful than any type of truth inversion tactic used by those who perch on top of the station and look down on the listener. So, from what I've gathered from the premiums department at WBAI, the Zappers and Organite premiums were sent out. On another positive note, Gary Null had some really good things to say about the Zapper and condemned the negativity by influential individuals at WBAI against bioelectronics. Last month, the webmaster for Etheric Warriors was found dead in the shower of his home. This happened about the time Don Croft was making zappers for WBAI listeners. And several days after his death, etheric warriors.com and worldwithoutparasites.com were hacked and taken offline. And these were the sites that the webmaster was taking care of. And you have to think about that for a minute. Two of the websites that were getting a lot of attention were hacked and destroyed. Etheric warriors.com was very important because it was invitation only, and any shill, agent, troll would be quickly taken down, allowing for the continued honest and open forums about Organite to continue. It was a treasure of information with comments from people across the world. These sites were also the main source to order Don and Carol's products. With this background explained, Laura or Steve, could you tell listeners a little bit more about what happened to the webmaster and the websites he maintained and now the rebuilding process?
Sure. We found out about Chuck about 3 days after he died, and Carol had texted us to say that he had died. So we immediately got in the chat and we're kind of looking at the situation. And we all felt sick to our stomach. I mean, it was really weird. We were just not from fear or grief so much, but because we think he was poisoned. And, you know, Carol, Steve, and I are all very empathetic, pretty psychic, and things like that happen where we'll start to feel what's going on in the situation. We'll feel it in our bodies. And so we were all really suspicious of how he died. We still haven't heard an official autopsy, but I'm sure it would be, you know, they'll say whatever they want to say. They'll say he had a heart attack or whatever, but we're pretty sure he was poisoned. And the interesting thing is we got into, so it would be the following Sunday after he died, we got into our regular Sunday chat that we do every week. And we were boosting him. We were trying to find out exactly what went on. And he actually appeared in our living room. Steve saw him, and our dog, Sunshine, the same one who saw Lucifer, saw Chuck. She tracked him as he walked across the room. And I was in another room on my computer, but I felt him. I felt his presence, and he was very happy. You know, he is okay as a spirit. He is doing fine. And I said to Carol, did he have a sacrifice card that day he died? Because she does the card of destiny readings. And the sacrifice card is the Jack of Hearts. And so she looked at his cards for that day, and sure enough, he had a sacrifice card. It's the spiritual sacrifice card. It's the Christ card, actually. And so we immediately were thinking he sacrificed as a spirit, sacrificed himself for some reason, for something to happen, for some higher good. And so we started boosting. We started, you know, we were just kind of doing our normal chat thing of trying to look at the situation. And one of our chatters had an image of a Taurus around the earth. And we started boosting that Taurus around the earth. And we just all felt such peace and gracefulness, and it had to do with Chuck. I'm not quite sure. Do you remember exactly what it had to do with Chuck, Steve-O? It was an amazing chat because
I think the whole process was one of discovery. When we were doing our psychic intel gathering, each thing that one person sees and then types into the screen for the chat room helps other people to focus on what the picture is starting to look like from multiple different people's spiritual perspective. And so what we came up with as a result of looking at the situation of Chuck's demise was that by boosting this field of energy around the planet, we could help regain some coherence in the matrix that was love-based and positive and helping to shift humanity in this greater shift that's happening, the shift of the ages that's happening, that's going to create such a massive, well, the way I perceive it, the whole planet is going to go through this change, and apparently it's the first time any planet has gone through this shift instead of one person at a time. In your own proper timing, this is the first time a whole planet is going to have an opportunity to make a simultaneous shift, and it's never apparently been attempted before. And so it is a big show, and we're all in front row seats, so to speak.
And somehow Chuck's death led to, you know, Chuck's death led to our boosting in the chat together, multiple people, and that led to boosting this energy around the earth, which is not, you know, is only going to help. And I felt really good after that chat because I felt that he was happy and he was okay. And I felt like, wow, I really need to get back out and do more coaching. I felt like I could coach. For 7 months, I just felt like, oh, I can't coach. I can't do it. And after that chat dealing with Chuck's death, I was like, I think I can do it now. So it was really a big deal for everybody, I think. The fact that the websites went down mm-hmm. a few days after his death mm-hmm. was really strange because there's no reason for them to have gone down. It wasn't like Chuck was watching over the servers. And I mean, the servers were in the data center under the care of some friends of his. I mean, there was no reason for them to have gone down except that he wasn't there to bring them back up, you know. We didn't have any way of getting to those servers and
didn't know where they were.
We didn't know where they were. Chuck
contact me.
Chuck took care of everything, you know. So I just immediately said, well, let's move the servers over to another, you know, let's move the domains to another host and I'll just set them up from scratch. So that's what I did. It took me a week and I had a lot of interference. It was a big challenge for me to not get frustrated and angry. And I just kept breathing and every roadblock I came up against was like, hey, just breathe, Dooney, you know, just keep breathing.
Laura, can you describe some of that interference? Because this is not just regular operator error.
Yeah, it was, we had to find out where the domains were registered. I mean, Carol and I had to work together on this and just, she had to go through her whole book of passwords and we had to try to figure out who had the servers. We couldn't find that out right away. So we just went ahead and started moving the domains over to a different host. And I would just run into things like just computer interference, you know, pages not reloading, error messages, this didn't work, that didn't work.
Things that had worked just fine in the past.
Yeah, I mean, just weird little things that made me feel like I was being hacked, you know, like they were just trying to block me from signing up, you know, signing up the domain, getting the files up there, blah, 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 all the stuff that you would do to set up a website.
All the stuff Chuck would have done to get it up again.
All the stuff Chuck would have done very easily, probably, but, you know, making payments, having payments not go through, just weird stuff like that. I was trying to get a little bit technical. I was trying to change the name servers for the domains so that they'd show up on the internet again. Well, I'd type in the numbers, I'd hit save, and the numbers would come back with the old numbers. I'd type in the numbers again, I'd hit save. I mean, I could not get these numbers put in so that the websites would show up on the internet again. It was bizarre. I mean, it just never had anything like that happen before, and I just kept being patient, and I would do it again, and I would breathe, and I would try it again. And eventually, it all worked out. The websites came up, and Don and Carol were here visiting. And Don, we're sitting here at my kitchen table, and I'm going over website stuff with Don. And he gets this email from this guy saying, oh, I'm a friend of Chuck's. We have his servers in our data center. So Don called him, and we got on speakerphone together with him so that I could explain what I needed. And he said, yeah, I've been frantically searching for Don for a week. And I was thinking, you know, Don's not that hard to find.
No, he's not.
You know, he's on Carol's website. Carol's phone number is on her website. I mean, it really wasn't that hard. And the guy was like, I just don't understand why someone would hack your sites like this. Why would anybody be interested in hacking you like that? And this is a guy that runs a data center that specializes in preventing hacking. You know, I mean, it just was bizarre all the way around. And they promised they were going to extract the data, you know, hack into Chuck's computer mm-hmm. and get the data and get me a backup so mm-hmm. that we can have the history of all those posts from the EW forum for the last 8 years.
The gifting reports.
The gifting reports and the confirmations and all that stuff is... And I've never heard from those guys again. I've emailed, I've called, and never heard from them.
Do you know where they're located?
They are somewhere in Virginia, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
So not too far from Langley.
Okay.
Very interesting. So we just decided, let's move away from these. I mean, if this guy had contacted us right after Chuck died, I would have said, get the servers going back up, and we would have left him with those guys. And I don't think that was meant to happen. I think we were meant to have that data in those websites under our control, and which it is now. It's you know, Carol, Don, and I, and a couple other people have access to everything, and admin, you know, backups, all that stuff. So I think it all worked out the way it was supposed to. You know, when you pull back and look at the big picture, it's really awful that Chuck died. I mean, he was such a nice guy. He was here to help me celebrate my 50th birthday. He was so sweet. He did some gifting for me, for us. He and Don brought a plane, and Chuck went up in the plane and gifted this area that was a real problem for us. And he did that on my birthday. But it happened for a reason. And when Carol told me he had a sacrifice card, I think that's why it happened, is that as a spirit, he knew that something really good would come of his death. And that's just my feeling. That's what I think went on. And I can't prove any of it.
Understood. I want to add in real quick, right before the May fundraiser, I ordered two zappers from Don for some friends in May. The zappers arrived in a priority mail envelope. It was light cardboard, but it was torn open on one side. So somebody ripped it open and did not take the contents, but letters from listeners to the show were ripped open as well. Yeah, on both sides. They didn't even bother to steam it open.
The volume of work they have to do right now precludes them being careful.
Things are so much more, just the things that happen in our day-to-day life, it's so obvious what they're doing, you know, just these stupid little things of hiding things and making life more difficult for us, and, you know, and I think a lot of people are experiencing that.
And the great reveal that's occurring right now is making all the subterfuge more out in the open.
I mean, look at all the stuff that's come out in the media. Stuff that's been conspiracy theory for years and years is now being proven to be true.
Conspiracy fact.
That's kind of what's happening in our life, is that it's becoming more obvious. And then we just laugh about it. You know, you just have to laugh about it because it's so silly. Like, I think I was telling you the story, Jeff, of the tennis balls disappearing and reappearing in my pasture. And the fact that more obvious supernatural stuff is happening is a real kind of a thing that I've been watching. Like when I was out in the pasture and the tennis ball dropped out of thin air. The tennis ball that had been hiding dropped out of thin air about 20 feet away from me. You know, that's not normal. You know, that hasn't usually happened. But stuff like that, which, you know, that was a little thing, you know, it wasn't a big deal. And I laughed about it. But that's kind of stuff is happening more often, just things that people would call supernatural.
There's certainly elements of this life and experience on this planet that we don't learn about in conventional educational institutions. I wanted to get to this one question because I was involved in making Organite. I had maybe about 50 pieces in a shopping bag. And I was mentioning this to you, Laura, that I picked up the bag and I actually could feel the energy. I've never experienced that before, but this is something you're very familiar with. You had a really good story about Carol's HPs. Can you talk about that?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, one of the first times that we visited Carol and Don, and when they lived in Moscow, Idaho, Carol had done, I don't know, she had maybe 800 HPs that she had produced over the summer. So that she'd have them available for sale in the winter and she wouldn't have to pour Organite when it's cold, because it's really hard to do. So she had all these HPs stacked up in racks in her dining room. And I walked in and I saw just stacks and stacks and rows of HPs. And I could just feel the energy coming off them. It was just palpable. It was,
HP? Harmonic protector.
Oh, harmonic protector. That's what an HP is. It's Carol's most popular pendant. Because her Organite products are really, really special. She takes a lot of special care with how she makes them and the gemstones she puts in them. And anybody who has the harmonic protector will tell you it's a great energy. And to see that many of them all in one place and to feel that, it was really just like a wave of energy coming off those, just wave after wave. It was really great.
I want to also ask you, if you would, to remind listeners what your website is and some of the things that are offered on your website.
Sure. My website is www.donebydooney.com. And what I'm offering is the coaching, energy coaching, which is to teach you how to ground, how to fix your chakras, how to boost, how to radiate love, kind of the basics. I also make energy bracelets, gemstone energy bracelets to help with that energy. Like I'll wear my grounding bracelet and it reminds me to ground and it helps me do the grounding. Because you can talk to gemstones like they're your friends and they can be your helpers just as much as a piece of organite could be your helper. And I have a lot of exercises and techniques up there that you can read without ever having a coaching. You can read and practice and do them. And if you feel like you have blocks and stuff you can't deal with, then you can get a coaching from me. And I also have a blog, and I just kind of talk about what we go through in our day-to-day lives and how we handle it and what we do. Just kind of document. I really started the blog just to document all the stuff that went on in our lives for the past 13 years since we started making organite, because there have been so many strange things that have happened, and I wanted to have a record of it. And now I'm using it kind of as a teaching device too, informational device, a teaching device. Here's how you can do the same kind of thing in your life. Here's how we handle it, and maybe you can do the same thing.
And that's donebydooney.com. Steve, you also have a website. Would you please tell listeners what that is?
www.4quantumhealing.com. 4quantumhealing.com. Quantum healing, healing.com. And there's a lot of articles and information on what kind of things are alternative to the mainstream allopathic model of dealing with body health issues to support the body's rejuvenation and reclaim your vitality and your wellness.
And it really is worth stressing again that keeping your body, your physical body in shape is a huge, huge deal in terms of your spiritual awareness. They really do go together. So the more you can do to clean up your life, your act, your diet, is really going to help your spiritual awareness and your ability to go through the transition that we think is happening.
Well, I want to keep in touch with both of you and see what happens the rest of this year. And as you help Don and Carol, Laura, to rebuild their websites, you know, I'm sure they really appreciate that, and the Etheric Warrior members out there that have helped to build a treasure of extremely good information. I hope that returns in some capacity.
I think we're going to be able to get a backup and have an archive, so I hope that happens.
Thank you both again for being on In Other News.
Thanks, a pleasure. Jeff. Thanks.
That's going to do it for In Other News. I'm Jeff Brady. A big thank you to management staff, engineers at WBAI, and the listeners, of course, for supporting listener-sponsored, commercial-free WBAI.